Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 222, 7 Mantras That Will Stop You From Taking Things Personally, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, 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 welcome to Optimal Living Daily, the blogcast, podcast, and audio blog, all three rolled into one. I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who has moved 6 times in the last 6 years, all within Southern California. I don't recommend doing that, by the way. Anyway, I'm back with a post from Mark and Angel. They have a super popular blog on personal development type stuff. But before we get into it, I'm giving away a book by The Minimalists in less than 2 weeks to a random email subscriber. So if you want to be entered, you just need to be on my mailing list. You can join really quickly by texting the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. Or you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com and enter there. And I'll leave it at that. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. 7 Mantras That Will Stop You From Taking Things Personally, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. People are toxic to be around when they believe that everything happening around them is a direct assault on them or is in some way all about them. That is the truth. Let it sink in. What people say and do to you is much more about them than you. People's reactions to you are about their perspectives, wounds, and experiences. Whether people think you're amazing or believe you're the worst, again, is more about them and how they view the world. Now, I'm not suggesting we should be self-indulged narcissists and ignore all the opinions and commentary we receive from others. I'm simply saying that incredible amounts of hurt, disappointment, and sadness in our lives come directly from our tendency to take things personally. In most cases, it's far more productive and healthy to let go of other people's good or bad opinions of you and to operate with your own intuition and wisdom as your guide. The underlying key is to watch your response. When something stressful happens in a social situation, what is your response? Some people jump right into action, but oftentimes immediate action can be harmful. Others get angry or sad. Still others start to feel sorry for themselves and victimized and left thinking, why can't other people behave better? Responses like these are not healthy or helpful. In fact, whenever your response lacks a mindful level of acceptance, you're likely taking things too personally, and you're not alone. We all make this mistake sometimes. If someone does something we disagree with, we tend to interpret this as a personal attack. Our children don't clean their rooms, they are purposely defying us. Our significant other doesn't show affection, they must not care about us as much as they should. Our coworkers act inconsiderately at work, they must hate us. Someone hurts us, everyone must be out to get us. Some people even think life itself is personally against them, but the truth is, almost nothing in life is personal. Things happen, or they don't, and it's rarely all about anyone specifically. People have emotional issues they're dealing with, and it makes them defiant, rude, and thoughtless sometimes. They are doing the best they can, or they're not even aware of their issues. In any case, you can learn not to interpret their behaviors as personal attacks, and instead see them as non-personal encounters, like a dog barking in the distance or a bumblebee buzzing by, that you can either respond to with a peaceful mindset or not respond to at all. Here's what you need to remember. Mantras for not taking things personally. Like you, I'm only human, and I still take things personally sometimes when I'm in the heat of the moment. So I've implemented a simple strategy to support the practice of watching my response, as I've outlined above. In a nutshell, I proactively remind myself not to take things personally. Anytime I catch myself doing so, I pause and read the following mantras to myself. Then I take some fresh, deep breaths. Number one, you can't take things too personally, even if it seems personal. Rarely do people do things because of you. They do things because of them. Number two, you may not be able to control all the things people say and do to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. Number three, there's a huge amount of freedom that comes to you when you detach from other people's beliefs and behaviors. The way people treat you is their problem. How you react is yours. Angel and I discuss this further in the self-love chapter of 1,000 Little Things Happy Successful People Do Differently. Number four, take constructive criticism seriously, but not personally. Listen and then operate with your own intuition and wisdom as your guide. Number five, you are good enough, smart enough, fine enough, and strong enough. You don't need other people to validate you. You're already valuable. Number six, if you truly wish to improve your self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-worth, stop allowing other people to be responsible for them. Stop allowing other people to dominate your emotions. Angel and I build powerful self-confidence rituals with our students in the Love and Relationships module of Getting Back to Happy. Number seven, all the hardest, coldest people you meet were once as soft as a baby. And that's the tragedy of living. So when people are rude, be kind, be mindful, be your best. Give those around you the break that you hope the world will give you on your own bad day, and you will never, ever regret it. Afterthoughts. As I'm finishing up this post, I'm reminded of all the senseless violence we see in our world today. Please don't attach yourself to it. Do your best not to take it personally. Do your best to let it go, to rise above the hate. A small group of people may try to build barriers between us, but the rest of us can find a way to fly above them. Others can try to pin us down with 100,000 arms, but in numbers, we can find a way to help one another back up. Yes, there are many of us out there, more than any of us likely realize, who know love is the answer. People who refuse to stop believing. People who refuse to trade an eye for an eye. People who love in a world without conditions, who love into hate, into refusal, with faith and without fear. And that gives me hope. Your turn. How has taking things personally affected your life and relationships? You just listened to the post titled, 7 Mantras That Will Stop You From Taking Things Personally by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. And that was actually a struggle that a listener of the show messaged me about, so I found this post and hopefully you found it useful. And Mark mentioned their book, 1,000 Little Things Happy Successful People Do Differently in that post, as well as their course, Getting Back to Happy, which are both worth checking out. And if you'd like to get me back to happy, I'm already happy, but you can make me even happier if you come to oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. You'll get 3 or more spreadsheets to help you optimize your life. One comes with a video tutorial that I made just for you, and you'll be entered to win books every month. So again, come by oldpodcast.com, or you can simply text the word optimal to the number 44222. And we're about halfway through the week, so hang in there, and I'll see you tomorrow with a post from Joshua Becker of Becoming Minimalist, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us. And remember, your optimal life awaits.